Scene 2, hospital cafeteria.
Listen, Mum, I don't have time right now. You know, I'm very busy. I can't help you with your Wi-Fi. You will have to go to the library. Maybe it's time you learn how to use the internet. Today is my first day at work and I'm having a very difficult one. I'm handling the packages of medical supplies that are being delivered to Stevenson Hospital and I'm very stressed. I wanted to meet Dr. Jekyll and I have not seen him yet. I am hanging up now. Maybe I'll visit you tomorrow. I don't know. Goodbye.
Safety distance.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm a mess.
It's okay. The floor gets cleaned 10 times a day. It's been completely disinfected by now. I can still eat this.
I know. I wish there were more pandemics. I say this because the toilets are cleaner than ever. Not because I actually want more pandemics. People die during them. And that's terrible. But there aren't any bacteria on the toilets, so they're so clean we could eat off them. not that I want to eat with you off the toilets, I mean. I want to eat you at a restaurant. I want to eat with you, I mean. Oh, God. I swear I'm actually a good person.
This is the best way I've ever been invited to a dinner date.
I am Lanyon. And you are?
I'm Nurse Gabriella Utterson. This is my first day.
Wow. First day and you're already working on the night shift. What a start.
Why do you say that? Is the night shift complicated for some reason?
Not if you're me. I was transferred to the minus one floor, to the basement.
What is there in the basement?
The refrigerators. You know, frozen fish, ice cream, mojitos. That's a joke. There are dead people. It's full of corpses. Tons and tons of corpses. Dead people.
You're in the morgue. Wow.
It's not so bad. Dead people don't complain as much as the living. And you don't need to change their bedsheets. Have you watched The Walking Dead?
Yes, it's a very bad TV show.
No way. It's so good. My job is like The Walking Dead, but...
But better?
where do you work?
I take the packages of medical supplies to the laboratory.
Oh. Are you with Dr. Danvers? She is a great woman. She gives me lollipops when I go to her office.
No, I'm with Dr. Jekyll.
Really? Dr. Jekyll? Are you on the second floor?
Yes. I deliver the packages to him. I'm very lucky. He is an expert in his field, but I've not met him yet.
Yeah. He's been working in the laboratory all day lately. He only works in his research. He hardly ever works as a doctor anymore.
I'm looking forward to taking a selfie with him. Do you think he'll let me?
Of course, I'm sure he will. He's a nice guy. But if the doctor was not in his office, who picked up the package?
The doctor's assistant picked it up and...
The assistant? What was his name?
It was Edward.
Hyde.
Hyde. That's it. Mr. Hyde. Why do you ask, Lanyon? Is something wrong?
So, you've met Mr. Hyde. I used to do your job a while ago. He received packages and even more packages of medical supplies. Dr. Jekyll is a very good person, but one day this Mr. Hyde showed up and they transferred me. Do you want some advice, Gabriella? Don't ask the doctor too many questions and stay away from Hyde.
Okay, fine. Why all the mystery?
Because I'm a mysterious man, baby.
Oh, yeah? Be careful. Too much mystery can get boring.
That doesn't apply to me, nurse.
What applies to you, then?
Safety distance.
Well, I better get back to work.
Wait, Gabriella, I want to give you something. Don't worry, it's clean.
A classic mercury thermometer?
Yes, nobody uses these anymore, but I like old things that don't fail. I don't trust these thermometer pistols they use today. Nothing is more accurate than a traditional mercury thermometer. When you have no other choice, use it.
Thank you very much, Lanyon. Hey, do you want to have dinner with me tomorrow?
Okay, but only if we eat dinner off the toilets.
Of course. Where else?
Find me on Instagram at Sexy Nurse Lanyon.
Sexy Nurse Lanyon? Seriously?
The sexiest nurse at Stevenson Hospital. See you tomorrow. Have a good shift. Oh, wait. Out of curiosity, Gabriella, what was inside the package you delivered to Mr. Hyde?
A white flask that looked very old. Why do you ask?
No reason. See you, Nurse Edison.
Mom, I will not come to dinner tomorrow. Maybe I won't sleep at home either. Don't call me.